have it from various sources. This is actually the most complete report. Everything else is additional to this. It's very, all the details. My dear Shri the Prophet, please accept my work with petitions of your divine Lotus Feet. I pray that by your divine mercy I will attain unquestioning faith in your instructions. It appears from all evidence of the revealed scriptures that it is in this way only my spiritual life will develop and mature. I have been in Hawaii now for 1 week, and I beg to issue the following report. This is dated December 22nd. 1. The history. I have been aware for some time that Sudama was having spiritual difficulties since in September he had flown to Los Angeles to see me. At that time he was on the verge of whooping due to an illicit homosexual affair with his servant that had been going on for some months. I preached to him and tried to encourage him as much as possible. A few days later,
he admitted it.
He also said later that he admitted that to you. Did he?
He said that
he had broken the principle.
He is concerned of his sinfulness.
A few days later, I flew to Mayapur to see you in regards to Bali Mardan, etc., and I had planned to visit Hawaii on the way back to Los Angeles to see how Sudama was doing. Unfortunately, Sudama was on the U.S. mainland, and when I landed in Hawaii, so I could not talk with him to see if his condition had improved. After returning to Los Angeles, I tried to contact him, but he proved to be very elusive. When I finally did get hold of him, he told me that he had just returned from Mayapur, that everything was all right with him, and that he admitted his homosexual affair to you, and that you had given him permission to work independently of the GBC.
He told me that also. He came to Japan on his way to Hawaii, and he told me that
he came to Mayapur for business.
He said that you had told him that he only had...
You can't say anything. How did he believe?
It wasn't my concern. It's only in Japan.
How does he believe it? He said that they are supported by the whole faith and... Rascal, one becomes rascal, he does more. So, I had no information. Why did he admit to them? He simply said that it is not yet finished, he said, sorry. If you come, then I'll have to arrange language. In order to, he was present. That means he was a plan to come here, that I've said in front of him.
This concerned me a great deal, and I discussed the matter with Small.
Completely false. I called Brahmananda, the veteran of the acting member.
This concerned me a great deal, and I discussed the matter with Samal Krishna Goswami, Jagadish, and Sri Jagananda.
How? This is another nonsense. How did he believe it? He sent to me and he reported in his own way, and why you should have so foolish to believe it? Well, my reason is that. He will tell according to his convenience, and how did he believe it? Without asking me, without my confirmation, now they return to God, come out with me. As such foolish message, how did he believe it? Asking them. How did he believe it? He did not ask me, as a despair. Now he has reported. And he began to consult them also.
This is in September.
Right.
Yes.
You have no intelligence, and being safe, but already it is bad. You should have asked me that Kulama has told me like this, and then it is bad. Then without asking me, then it is bad. What do you mean?
So they consulted, they discussed the matter between themselves and consulted.
What is the matter? There is no subject matter as a concept. This kind of unintelligent class has not reacted in our society. How do we live by the way? We have no intelligence. And now we are discussing on the subject matter. I have heard that it is subject matter to be discussed. There is no sense of how can I know it? He can spoil his money. What can I do? How did he change his subject matter to be discussed? Where is the subject matter? Ask him, without asking me, how you took it as a subject matter of discussion? You know that he has gone astray, he can say so many lies, and I will support him.
Much of this could have been avoided if he would have.
Huh?
This could have been avoided, all of this stealing and mismanagement, if he would have been stopped in September. When we first found
how
out.
How can I know?
He did not.
He was there. He was there. No one didn't call me. Why did
he tell me? Dracula says he knew.
Yeah?
Dracula said that he knew he was in difficulty, but he tried to stop and see him, but he was being elusive. He thought that
he was elusive to him, and what he said about seeing me, that was that. He knew that he was elusive, and still whatever he said, that I've been told by that he has said like this to me. That is not elusive. That is that. This class of intelligence, how is it? There is no common sense, then how can I live in this absence? A technique is elusive, and I'm going to take him, because whatever he says is all right. And I will get a contact. This is very difficult. When the subject matter, now they will have function. What do you think?
I think he should have informed you.
This is it, the fun part that he has to decide that he
be. It should have been in writing. Without it in writing.
Last year, when I received one letter from Karanda, I came to you and asked if you'd write that. Because I would tell him. And the respect that you did put to some of your own words there.
Yes, or did that sound right?
Well, it said they consulted, and we concluded that since you were going to come here in December, that we would leave things until you arrived.
So I leave things until you arrived. I didn't ask it to have a thing like
that. That was 2 months. That was September, and he said since you were coming in December, then we'll leave it. So we suggested to Sudama that Kirtanananda Swami be allowed to come to Hawaii to see how things were going and to enliven the devotees. But Sudama...
I cannot go on this boat now for you. Things are not very good. And Brahmananda was advised, I think, to some senses that Guru Prabhupada could be himself.
Yeah.
You know that. That's right.
Sudama was adamant that no GDC man should come. After receiving Brahmananda Swami's telegram saying that still Sudama did not want you to come, I called Sudama and demanded an explanation. He claims that actually he did want you to come, but he was short of funds. I promised to help with the funds and he seemed satisfied. I then telegrammed your divine grace that it was all right to come. 2 days later, Sudama called me in Portland and told me he was resigning the next day and that I should come immediately. I also received a call from one of the older brahmacharis here saying that the situation was very bad and all the temple leaders had resigned, including Sudama and Subal Swami, and that they were actively preaching to influence the devotees to move out of the temple and live independently. After hearing this, I immediately came and also invited Vidyananda Maharaj, who was in Los Angeles at the time, to come. Upon arrival, we immediately began to preach very strongly about the necessities of strictly following the instructions of the spiritual master. Those who were very sincere have stayed on, but about a dozen devotees left with Sudama. They are operating the restaurant that was given to the society by Alfred Ford after having arranged legally to have the ownership transferred into their names.
The house helpers was induced to satisfy the dead man.
Well, he explains that a little bit later, because I think there's this one boy named Atulananda, who is Sudama's closest friend, one of his closest friends. And he's actually the person who is an old friend of Alfred Ford since childhood. And I think he's the one who's been doing all the negotiations.
And the dumb comes to help find the horses if I do not be cheap.
Number two, what they are preaching. I cannot claim to fully understand what they are preaching, but I will try to explain it as best I can. First of all, they are outspokenly against ISKCON's leadership and are outspokenly against our tactics on Sankirtan book distribution, as well as what they claim are deplorable conditions in the temples. They agree that the basic principles of Krishna consciousness as taught by you are the first-class method, but that it is too much difficult to be followed by people in the West. Therefore, they think that since it is too difficult to follow strictly, that they should move out of the temple, get a job, etc. One of them, Jamadagni Das, who is their leader, told one of our Brahmacharinis, if you are having a hard time in the temple, you should move outside, get a boyfriend, go to the movies, etc.
The thing is, it's a matter of attitude. Holy Mordon is they want to relax.
Flexibility.
That means that spiritually foreign. Then whatever.
The most disturbing thing they are saying is that your grace is perfect spiritually but not materially. That is to say that you know Krishna.
That perfect spiritually means the material is rejected.
Yeah. That is to say that you know Krishna, that you may not know how best to engage each person, that you can't see everyone in all places and time, and that therefore so many discrepancies exist within the ISKCON structure, that the structure and its leadership cannot be at all trusted, and that it therefore provides no shelter. Of course, they still claim to be your disciples, but they admit they cannot follow your instructions.
Okay, not this guy. I have said to you, but I cannot follow your instructions. That means it's the easy thing. And one thing, the easy They are then called policy.
Sudama, for example, is planning on starting a dance troupe. When asked what he would do if your divine grace asked him to do something else instead, he said, "I would have to do it anyway." In summary, it seems to me at least that they are minimizing the value of the spiritual master's instructions. At the same time, when we attack them on that same point, they deny it and claim rather that we are just fanatics, impersonal, etc. Actually, we have tried to be nice to them, but at the same time, we have tried to keep the philosophical points clear so that the devotees will not become bewildered. Number three, the land situation. Of course, we are living on the land, and the deities are installed. We have been making your quarters ready, and I hope you will be pleased with them. The land is completely paid off by Alfred Ford, and he will also pay all property taxes. He had offered to lease us the land for $1 per year, and at the same time to turn over one-third ownership yearly to Ishkan until it was completely in our name. Yes. He requested. He had to do this rather than give it outright for tax reasons. The problem is that Alfred Ford's main contact with Ishkan has been through Atulananda Das, Alfred's lifetime friend. But now Atulananda has gone with Sudama, and Sudama has told me that you do not want the property in Ishkan's name.
What are we has in the order?
Well, Sudama also reports that Alfred is not pleased with Ishkan, does not trust Ishkan, etc. Also, on several occasions, they have made veiled threats, like we can have you all thrown off the property in a minute. They're saying, Sudama and his men are saying to the devotees, we can have you all thrown off this property in a minute, because they have the connection with Alfred Ford.
But he's creating some impression of response. That was his policy, so that the property can be given to his men, can be taken in his name. That was his plan. Therefore, he's not lying that I should go.
Yes.
That is.
For any
divinity, that is the whole thing.
He goes on to say that at any rate, it seems difficult to put too much into developing the property unless we have some assurance, one way or other, that Alfred Ford will not ask us to leave. The land is the absolute manifestation of paradise, so it would be very nice if it can be kept.
Land.
If you don't write to him, then you'll only be Sudama speaking with him.
You may get them to change it over.
If you don't write to him, then Sudama will be the only one that will influence him.
But if you write to him that Sudama has that power, that there's nothing to do but to start. There's nothing to be so sorry. He has his own plan. So under the circumstances, I want to see you a fellow guy. You may call me.
It looks as if they've already poisoned their son because, according to Sudama, he doesn't trust Ishkan. He's not pleased with Ishkan. But I think he's definitely submissive to yourself.
Yeah. I can do it.
Sudama has left our camp. He has his own plan, so under the circumstances,
Okay, there is a solution. Say that you can demand Bhikshu as a request, but if you do not accept it, then how can I take it? If I say that don't fly a knife on your neck, and if you give, then how can I say it?
Thank you. No sankirtan.
Huh?
You get too much business and no sankirtan, then you forget.
Oh, I too much business.
That is the case of all the devotees that have fallen. They have stopped doing sankirtan and just strictly business. And then they forget. I know myself, if I don't do some sankirtan every day, I easily become agitated. But if I can do two or
three. That is also a drive, but if you don't do it, the system now starts to talk. There's not something.
Myself, I need more than
bother anyone. This is the only letter and the time you spend. But you must change the system now. That is your problem. At least it's your problem. Do not follow, then I will tell you. There, we have some good things. But this is stress in every way.
Yes. You stress that they do not do
it. Yes, but you do not follow that. Then I will tell you. You are thorough, I say, the best is not, I will take it. Take it. How is it? If you do not care, then what will you do?
Well, the next report is the restaurant. The restaurant was purchased with a $12,000 donation from Alfred Ford and was fixed up with a $2,000 loan from Peter Burwash, a local life member. Last month, Sudama arranged legally to have the restaurant transferred into the joint ownership of Sudama, Tarlum Kanti, Atulananda, and Peter Burwash. Sudama's claim was that Alfred Ford had meant the $12,000 as a loan and not as a donation, and that he did not trust that Ishkan would ever pay it back, but apparently that he did trust that Sudama would pay it back. Sudama also managed to transfer ownership of several of the temple vehicles to his name. And in addition, he took with him
the line of debt of Pindar Gardens.
Very nice. Very difficult.
That is your God. So every member is just a good thing. How do you have anything to do? It says we do. We are not talking to you. Are you
there? She is here. She is here.
Yeah. I thought it was. You have designed tokens. So I want that coming at you. Can you have some young people?
No.
So what is the use of hearing elephant? It's a plan. That's too rich. Have you learned this?
No, that's good.
It's a little bit more.
He says that he took the large bus which was being used for traveling sankirtan. He plans to sell this bus, which is worth about $6,000 or $7,000, and invest the proceeds in getting his things together. He claims that the bus was purchased with a personal donation from Alfred Ford, but I have been unable to either prove or disprove that statement. But at any rate, it seems they are using Alfred Ford's devotion to you for their own personal benefit. We'll send it on. Five, the temple financial situation. Sudama has left us about $30,000 in debt and with no substantial assets. We have one broken down 1960 Volkswagen, one broken down truck, and not a penny in the bank. The Sankirtan party was practically non-existent. Daily collections were under $50, and only two or three men were going out for a couple hours per day. They had been preaching to the book distributors that what they were doing was...
Well, I'm telling you, it's a price they reported, right? But it says that the Jesus men perfectly reported to the big report.
His two steps were that I should go and pay the bill.
Yeah, I should go immediately. And he would know the situation and do it in front. I have possibly taken it and put him in place.
Yeah, but the $30,000... That money, he expects me to collect that money and pay that, which is your money. Because I have the money from Mayapur. Instead of giving from Mayapur, we pay the bills.
So this is the basic report. But then his other letters go into the... See, this is Jayachirta before he's even seen Brahmananda. This is before Brahmananda has arrived.
So, what I... I can do by hearing the report. GBC allows them to do whatever they let it know. There is no inspection. But if you don't do it, you are doing all these things planned and the GBC put my permission. What can I do?
Alfred Ford wants the land back, and we'll have to find another place and simply pick up from where he left off. No, but if he doesn't want it, we can remain there and have the plans for the temple. If he does want it, then we have to move.
Yes.
But in the meantime, the devotees...
He may not be fine, so I'll have to go on the meantime to go. When is your ultimate time?
I'm leaving tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Yes, all right.
In the morning.
What are the time?
But that was just about it, other than that the financial situation is very bad. And he says the only place they can do book distribution there is on Waikiki Beach. And there's already about half a dozen semi-bloop devotees doing Sankirtan there to maintain themselves, including Balaram's wife. Well, but they say that the Sankirtan there is very difficult. The only place they can do it is Waikiki Beach.
I think that's a fact. There's not a good place for collecting at all. There's the rich people, they have shopping places, but the police are very, because they're rich. and this is the only place, and that is not so good.
But he says, at any rate,
Dharma used to have his some men in America sending him money. They would stay on the mainland, do Sankirtan, and send the money back to Hawaii. He was doing that.
But he seems to think that, he says, at any rate, I'm confident that we'll be able to maintain the temple and extinguish the debt.
How was that? $30,000?
Doesn't make sense.
That's
so that he says, number six is new management. I have brought one of the best men in my zone here to help manage affairs. His name is Ananda Vardhana Das Adhikar. He's intelligent, regulated, and sincere, and has good experience in management of our Denver temple. Denver has been by far the best managed temple in the Western Zone, as I have several times reported to you. And Ananda Vardhan, as the number two man there, was very instrumental in bringing it up to that standard. In addition, I am bringing Mahatma Das from Vancouver, former president, to act as number two man. He is also very enthusiastic and intelligent and is a very good book distributor. I feel confident that between the two of them, the management of this temple will go on well. I know from Bhagavan that your divine grace has suggested that perhaps Guru Pipasami could come here. My personal feeling is that it might be valuable for him to come here for some time and preach, but that they would probably not want to stay on permanently to maintain the center. Also, Sankirtan could never be as lucrative as Tokyo, and this important source of revenue for the Mayapur Vrindavan Trust would be stopped. Of course, if your divine grace decides that they should definitely come, I will work with them very happily. I personally have great respect for them, and I feel them to be very well qualified.
We can go.
I've helped them for some time.
Yes.
Yes.
But the question...
You know that collection is not possible.
Yes, not much.
So let them do that, we can go to Calcutta.
So Vidyananda should be written a letter and ask to cooperate.
Yes. What else?
Number seven, danger to the society. I'm a little bit worried about this turn of events because it appears to my mundane vision that it may pre-stage an actual philosophical division amongst your disciples. In reading your Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter 12 in reference to the followers of Advaita Acharya and how some followers gradually developed their own opinion of devotional service, which was different from the instructions of their guru but still claimed to be followers, I think I have perceived some parallels in the present situation. At the same time, it appears that things are ripe for such a split, especially after so many signs of corruption amongst the society's leaders have recently come to light, thus providing a good excuse for those who want to work outside the authority structure of the society to do so. I am actually fearful that this anti-ISKCON party feeling may spread widely in the society, although I realize that the best defense to this will be
to simply congress to include events in here and follow the ISKCON party. Nobody can pass. But he feels that's what God condemned. And if you stick to your position, as I have tried, very difficult.
This was like Siddhartha Sarup. It just kind of fell apart after a while.
He could not get it. Oh, there, don't look at it. That is not. If you stick to your position,
and he has one request at the end. Your divine grace has for several years spent most of the time in India. At the same time, so much nonsense has happened in the society. So many big leaders have fallen down, etc. Of course, at the same time, so many aspects of our movement have progressed nicely. I think, however, that your presence in the West will counteract all of this bad influence. I sincerely think, therefore, that if you can come and stay in Hawaii for a good part of the next year, that all of the poison in the society is being removed.
And when you go, I shall remember something from you immediately. I'm going, so I'm simply waiting. I have arranged for the meeting in Kavada for this purpose. Then you have to be pleased. The secretary is not arranging for this meeting. Thank you. that.
He says that if you
that, come... That is the reason. So I shall have to go to Hawaii. Yes, 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 yes. So you go. I'm trying to go.
But I'm
waiting. This Bhavan of Nikki. As soon as it is done, I shall go.
Should I go to Tokyo and wait for you there, and then go with you to Hawaii? Or should I go all the way to Hawaii? There are some things I have to settle up in Tokyo. I should wait for you in Tokyo?
That doesn't mean that you know this is.
Or you can just pass Tokyo up?
Yes.
Because I will...
I have to pass. Because I cannot go directly.
But I'm saying you cannot get off the plane.
Yeah.
My plan is to remove most of the men from Tokyo now. But New Year's is the cold season.
Yeah.
And they can go to Hawaii. And if you stop in Tokyo, there will be only two or three people there.
That's what I did, stop for one night.
Okay.
That is what
they have daily flights between Hong Kong, Tokyo, and Tokyo. So one night.
So that definitely has a little
One point that comes out here is that this was dated December 22nd, and he said that he's fearing this that alpha 4 might be poisoned in it. It may be happening right now. So probably the sooner the group people might not go there.
Yes. So I'll put.
Even if we write a letter, it may be
taken to him. Yeah, I think. That he's dying.
Where is Alfred for?
Well, the last time he wrote us, he was in Wyoming. He lives in Wyoming. But he was going to meet you there in Hawaii. So he may be there, because they are expecting for him.
Not now.
No, they are expecting.
Not now.
Really?
I was in Tokyo, and when Brahmananda came, he said that you were not even coming just to Hawaii or Tokyo, you were going to Australia.
No, but that Australia... No, Australia, I have to go to Hawaii.
But he did not say that. He did not tell me
that. Plan. Oh, yes.
Yeah, our plan was to go to Australia.
So that plan has changed.
Yeah, so they do not have any idea that
well,
you're coming.
Well, we wrote one letter afterwards to Jayashirka saying, Prabhupada said that I may be coming in 2 weeks. That was about 2 weeks
ago. So I didn't write that.
We'll send a letter. Now that was the 22nd. Now the next day, Brahmananda Swami came. That was the 23rd that he came. And then he writes all of the major background is here, so he just did. He gives the, after studying the situation and also all the background that is already presented, he gives his.
What's that?
After studying the situation in Hawaii, we have one major concern. That is that this property is currently held in the name of Alfred Ford, and Alfred has been told by Sudama that your divine grace does not want it placed in the society's name. Furthermore, because Asulananda Das is Alfred's closest friend within the society, now Asulananda.
He told me that when he came to Japan. He said that he did not want that from you.
Brahmananda said that?
No.
Sudama
said that. He doesn't say, how many say, why are you that self-believing? That is my
fault. But I didn't, wasn't my business.
Everyone is calling Sudama. And why do you care?
He was telling. Guy Pierce is the DVC. He also told
me. Why is it in writing?
Something that important happened in writing.
Let's see. He's telling. Why one should believe for confidently Sudama? And then, what can I do? Sudama is speaking in my name so many times. But why another telling believe? Then what can I do?
Well, It seems that the property, he says, it seems the property should be secured legally before plans for development. Well, he next suggested originally that plan was that every year he would donate to serve. He says, at the end of the 3 years, the society would own the land outright. He cannot give it all at once.
So what is the date? What?
Here it is. He says, our suggestion, therefore, if it pleases your divine grace, is that your divine grace may issue one letter to Alfred asking him to please carry out his original plans to put the land in the society's name.
Okay.
In other words, it seems like they can't do anything from their end. It's either this boy Atulananda and Sudama influencing
but them. But how Alfred may be so pleased that he has decided to see 3 years, and how Sudama induced him to please immediately to me.
Now, I don't think he means immediately, but to the same program, only turning it over to Arne, or the other Atulananda's name. It appears that not that he's going to give it outright. He can't do that because of tax reasons. But he would do the same thing, one third per year, to Atulananda instead of this time. That's the danger. Brahmananda says that he seems to be very devoted to you, and that we feel that he would definitely respond to your request. If you tell him not to.
Yes, the better and better.
Yes. So this.
Life is better than life.
Yes.
What else?
He just reports that a group of people has agreed to take responsibility to finance the construction.
So, everyone is ready. Now, group of people who think that they will finance the construction. Now, you are talking about
how it goes. Seeing as this, the two men that Jai Sirva had sent, I know one of those, Mahatma, he's a good man. He can be president, but after the difficulty is straightened out, he would keep things going.
Well, he just gives a report on Sadama's football. He says that he gave them your message that they should go out and preach, like Vishnagana and Kamal Krishna. And he said they're presently unwilling to give up their craziness to go and preach as you have requested them to do. Subal is growing a beard on his face and is working as a busboy in the restaurant, and the rest of the time is spent in stringing seashells to sell his necklaces.
He's
going to
get. Yeah. That's not that.
He suggests that blue people also take responsibility for Hong Kong. He also suggests that Chief Sukhananda could go to Hong Kong. He says that he could work very nicely with those people.
He is very, he's very back and forth. He changes his mind every 2 minutes. He's a good man.
He wrote a letter on the next day. So here he says that he's received a report. They've been trying to preach to these devotees that left with Subal and Sudama. Brahmananda says he was preaching to them. And he says he's clearing up some of the misconceptions, and already two of them have come back. And they say that that group, that other group, Subal and Sudama and the others, are breaking all the principles. He says they're taking drugs and having the misconceptions. So Brahmananda.
That is easy. They are not sexually. Everyone is that. Not a kind of conqueror. They are everything in the world. They will not speak, manage life.
Apparently, Brahmananda still, when he wrote these letters, he didn't know that Australia was canceled.
Now he has to know.
He must know now, because the letter was sent. Our letter was nothing really, though. Just, he says that Jai Sridhar is immediately telling that Uddhav to go to Vrindavan. We should let him know the letter. I don't know where he got that. He says, Bhagavad is doing very well in LA. Their tennis system's making goals. And Vaidyanatha Swami is there doing college engagements. I don't think so. Maybe he's in Laguna Beach. Bali Madan is here in Honolulu, and I will try to contact him and request him to come with me to Australia at the end of the month to join me. He is with his wife. So both Swami came here to the Sunday feast, but before I could speak with him, he left. He looks terrible. I do not know what the Fiji situation is.
He fights. He'll not be able to stay with him.
No, actually, Sudama, when he was here in Mayapur, he said that he and Subal got in some very extreme fights.
Subal fights with everyone. Subal fights with everyone.
He cannot do that. He's not unscrupulous.
He'll have to have his own movement. It's only him.
Also, he is there in Tokyo still, and I suggested to him, I was talking yesterday to Tokyo, that he suggested that he should go to Spain and work with Bhagavan. And for, I don't know, for some reason he did not readily take the idea.
And he wants to walk in the middle.
Yes.
He doesn't want to supervise the opinion. Our whole program is current. As we understand, by the Gunakaran is current. Very. We have current. To suffer to me that is not that. Otherwise, there is no suffering of surrender. And our business is surrender. Unless you surrender fully, there is no problem. Anyway, let us pray. Any other?
This is the latest letter from Brahmananda on the 27th, where he met Brahmananda. He said he came to the temple and they had a talk. His present plans are to get some hotel training for the next few months and then go to Japan.
He's very famous.
In Japan. He did too expensive work. Must be a millionaire to open anything. It is so costly. And millions are useless to us. They're not giving us.
No, he is good at it.
Yes.
But I wanted money. He did have my grandfather's job. But he didn't. But he helped. Recently, when he came, he said, $150,000. I do not know what to that I thought. That's what I say, that he is good stuff. He has been calling for my dear. He said, thank you. And he, his wife was very, very interested. He knows how to earn money. Extraordinary interest. And he knows how to earn money. If he is right, he can endeavor to earn money. Many times. That was my best. So it can be, there can be character, there can be life. Very good. Good. How are you?